Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Quick Tips on the Health Tech Podcast. With me today, I have back Bruce Elliott, who is the founder and CEO of Memory Lane Games. So Bruce, welcome back. And by the way, for our listeners, if you want to go back and listen to the whole of Bruce's story, you can go to our previous episode to hear that, and I thoroughly recommend you do so. But Bruce has had an incredible journey through entrepreneurship. He's got plenty of experience from the gaming industry, from financial services even, competing with PayPal. He's floated on AIM. He's done lots of different stuff. We've seen dot-com busts and booms and built a heck of a lot of resilience. Bruce, welcome to another episode of the Health Tech Podcast on Quick Tips. And I believe you've got some tips for us for helping people along their entrepreneurial journey.
Fantastic. I'm really pleased to be here. I'm a big fan of the podcast. So it's a real treat to be here.
Thanks, Bruce. But
let me share a couple of things. As a 57-year-old first-time founder, I've been in healthcare I've been in startups, blockchain and online payments and gaming and dot-com tech companies. But first time where, I'm the founder and have my
skin in the game.
Skin in the game and the payroll to meet and, all of those kind of things. But so let me just share a couple of things. One, the only people who hire 57-year-old tech executives are themselves. Don't hesitate. If you have a good idea that's passionate, you're passionate about it, go for it. And as you can hear in our podcast, we came up with the idea for digital dementia therapy to be delivered around the world for free in the pub, talking about our moms. I think if you find that great idea that you have passion for, then go for it. A second thing that we found is that companies with purpose, man, they attract talent. Man, they attract investors and volunteers, and people just step up to help with skills, like real product management skills and clinical skills and other. They just step right in and say, let us help. It is incredible. And you don't find that in financial services. You don't find that in a lot of the industries that I've been in. But when you get into digital health, if you're doing it with purpose, talent just comes in, and it's incredible. And so valued and so impactful, but also so wonderful because it is people coming in to help you.
Awesome. I love that. Purpose attracts talent. I think it's one of the things actually that in health tech, we are fortunate to benefit from that. I think I've definitely noticed that increasingly so. I wouldn't say amongst young people necessarily. I would just say that generally increasingly so across all age groups, to be honest. It seems that as the world moves on and struggles with all sorts of things of climate and war and all sorts of things, people are just looking for purpose. They want to make sure that what they're doing every day matters. And I think it is actually important for companies to be able to articulate that very well. And I think that, as you've quite rightly pointed out, will attract talent. And that with that being one of the benefits of being in health tech. And health tech is hard, right? Health tech is difficult. There is no clear business model. There is no clear way of doing things. There's no clear way of building a company. There's very little precedent. I can't really count the amount of IPOs beyond my two hands and things in digital health. But, at the end of the day, we have to lean into what the benefits are, which is that, look, we're all purpose-driven, we're all mission-driven, we're all impact-driven. And like in your story, talking about your mum in the pub with your mate can lead to building a company that solves a genuine problem that also happens to have all of this clinical impact as well and clinical credibility, which I think is so important. So why shouldn't we be leaning into that to attract some decent talent? Because as you say, I bet there's plenty that are willing to leave the odd bank to come and be a software engineer for a health tech company.
And we're seeing that all the time. It's wonderful. One of the other things, the tips I would think about is healthcare and e-commerce haven't really played in the same sandbox.
Interesting.
But the scale of e-commerce and how you can deliver around the world, I think this is the lesson that when you're thinking about starting a digital health platform, you have to be thinking global, because dementia is a global problem. Mental health is a global problem. These things, you can't just be looking to solve just for one market. And I think that's my lesson to everybody, is that other markets where we found interest in the Philippines and India can be more open and receptive to, and I think that we're being prescribed as an app in the Philippines now, having worked with the Alzheimer's Disease Association of the Philippines, and which all didn't cost very much, but we committed to deliver a product tailored, localized exactly for that country. And so using those kind of steps, I think can be invaluable learnings, but also credibility and just business.
Great tip to end on that. If you are building a health tech company, I believe also you should be aiming to build globally applicable technology from day one. So Bruce, thank you so much for coming back on. It's been a pleasure.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening and making it all the way to the end of this episode. Remember to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And you can head to the description of this episode to follow me on all of my social media so you don't miss out on any of the latest health tech content.